It was definitely a must win, but kind of look at must wins a little different. Must wins are like, if you lose, you're done. So at the end of the day, we treat it as a must win for sure to get back on track. And, you know, we got this mini bye and then get back to work on Monday, Tuesday, whichever day Cal want to have a bonus practice.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that's Debo Samuel talking about last night. 888-957-9570. How do you describe last night's win? I got Evan with ugly. I got Goo with grimy.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm the pessimist, but I'm the guy who said, pretty complete. Pretty complete.
Yay.
We didn't turn the ball over, and I say we when we win.
Look at you.
We forced three turnovers. We ran for over 200. We threw for over 250.
I just showed you that video. Who else is a Debo fan? James Harden was at the game waiting at him as they came off the field. Debo dropped to his knees and signed his jersey and gave it to Harden. And, of course, we tried to look to see, why is he in Seattle? Portland's Clippers are at home. So we
I'm
don't
not
know.
A system player. I am a system.
Yeah. Let me borrow from you about James Harden.
I like
Take a playoff.
Like, what do you mean?
You have no business being at that game. You've got a game tonight in L.A. against the Blazers.
Stop it, Stardy.
Seriously.
It's called an airplane. Two-hour flight, hour and a half.
Mm.
I love when players from other sports show love. That's who I am
okay.
at heart.
Here's what I want to know. Give me those Prize Picks numbers on his game tonight.
Oh, boy.
Give me some of those props. I want the under on them all. Steiny, do you always see the glass half empty?
You were born that way.
You got the wrong guy today. I'm not the guy nitpicking this crap. They won by 12 points. This is a 3-3 football team. We're in first.
Get to make a boast, Steiny. You got to give him some love.
Oh, yeah, you called him out and he responded.
Nobody called. We just...
Oh, you and Bonte called him out, and he just had a dose of whoop-ass for you.
Why you bring B in it?
Guys, you guys have been...
Shasky's... We all just want to see more. The plus button
so do
on
I,
the calculator.
From my co-host. But you know what? I don't go around ripping you to everybody.
My back is hurting from carrying you yesterday.
Renee in San Jose.
Hey.
By the way, congrats to Macklin Celebrini.
They lost.
Who cares? He had a goal and an assist.
Oh my,
I could care less about the team.
You are becoming a
I've
fraud.
Got a favorite player.
Come on, girl, Renee.
Hey, Renee, what's going on?
Hey.
It's a guy.
Good morning, man.
Renee calls a fair amount.
Hey,
get
what
the game.
Up, Renee? What up, Nate?
Thank you, 650.
That win was great.
Yes.
That
it
win.
Was.
And I'm going to say this right now is that actually, the team that we have now is as talented as the Montana era team.
Oh.
But they just can't get it together at every game.
Mm.
If they get both the defense and the offense rolling, nobody can beat them, not even KC. But, you know, that's what they're going to do at KC. And they're going to win because both offense and defense will get on the ball and get on them. The only thing that I suggest that is that they don't get emotional because KC has won a lot of games because they get penalties on us because we do penalties at the wrong time. And, you know, and I've seen all the games, and that's how KC gets third down, first down, because of a penalty, which they shouldn't have gotten. And that's what we got to do. We just got to go in there with a mindset, hey, this is our Super Bowl revenge.
Yeah. No doubt about
Appreciate
it.
Appreciate it, Renee.
But, Snotty, I would tell them that 88 Niner team with Randy Cross, all the studs on that offensive line, Haley, Joe Montana, Roger Craig.
What about them?
Jesse Sapola. I don't think this team is as talented as that one.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. He said ever.
We'll see.
Steve Wallace. What else did that team have? That team is bad, man.
You do that all the time. You compare Purdy to Montana? What's wrong with comparing this team to the 88 team?
Sometimes all you can do is laugh. Purdy was on his game, man. He needed that one to bounce back. Three tugs, no picks.
Freud's.
No oh-no throws. I don't even remember an oh-no throw, Stoney.
I had one.
Give it to me. Because that laser.
I want to say it was down near the goal line.
Down in
the. We threw it. There were two guys looked like they might get it, but they didn't.
Would you consider the Deebo Samuel touchdown?
The safety do wrong there, Evan? Let me ask you that question on there.
Well, he just kind of lobbed it up. Deebo grabbed it.
Can I be honest with you on that kind of play? That one looked to me like he's throwing it and saying, Deebo, go get it.
Yeah, Dez Bryant. That was his career. Right. 50-50 balls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It was like it
50-50 ball.
Explosive?
You know, Evan, see, this is what this kid holds on to.
I got a nugget on the explosive, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Niners are tied with the Green Bay Packers with 20 receptions or more of 20-plus yards. So Evan was right. When we say, are they explosive, they are. They're tied with the Packers, 20-plus receptions of 20
yards
or more.
How many more than 30?
I don't know that. I just because, know they're see, bogging down
right,
in the red zone.
Right. So you've determined, in your mind, a 20-yard play is explosive.
Well,
I consider it a 30-yard play. Right. That's an explosive. Do they lead in 30s? We don't know that.
But you should know that if that's your metric.
They're not. I use the eye test.
Mm-hmm.
And this team's...
You don't use my stuff because I love the eye test. Now you're stealing it. But anyway,
ready to go.
Hey, you were last night and Harden wanted your jersey. Huh. I'm Deebo, man.
Not going to fit.
That's a four. What do you do with that?
Wow, that's a four.
That is.
I like that. 510, Goo, this one's for you. How about Goo starts talking about our $30 million decoy?
Like, I don't do that type of radio, that type guy.
That's the only kind you do.
Stani, stop. In wins, where they were hemorrhaging, they needed this win. But I'm telling you, I'll be in the caddy talking to myself.
You worried?
Damn, Brandon.
Oh, why didn't he catch seven balls?
No, 2 for 37 on four targets.
Let me do this for the 8 millionth time this season. I'm going to do something
again. Are you not getting open? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Have you learned anything about the Niners offense? They spread the ball around.
All right, then there's nothing
Stop
to see here.
Thinking one guy's going to get 14 targets.
I just saw a guy in one half get 115 yards last week. How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
How about these numbers?
Yeah.
Where the heck are they? They go.
Give it to me.
I will.
DK had 11 targets.
Receiving. Deebo, 5 targets. Kittle, 6. Ayuk, 4. Jennings, 5. Juszczyk, 4. You see a pattern? They don't like to go Samuel, 12. Kittle, 3. Ayuk, 4. They like to spread. Spread it out! Spread it out!
I understand that. And you're the same guy. If this were Tuesday of next week, you'd be like, why did they pay him $30 million for that?
Well, that's a mistake. I owned up to that.
I'll give you that.
I believe that was a mistake.
You have echoed that. I will give you that.
Yeah.
You've been consistent there. I'm not there because they're telling you, because the money is the most important investment, that whatever he's bringing to the table outside of numbers is that valuable, Stani, that they need him. That's what that tells me.
What if I told you that I just looked at the clock and I thought it was a little later than it actually was? And you know what? Who I blame it on a little bit? A little bit.
Evan?
No, the audience.
What happened?
I thought they'd carry us through a little more today. No, there's a lot of them out
you
there.
You calling them front runners?
I would never do that.
Well, J-Dog in Boston's a front runner. You going to call? That's where he's labeled that.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll tell him when he calls.
That is true. Charles in Sausalito. Hey, Charles. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're great. We're having a good day. Thank you.
Would you guys be doing any better right now if the Niners would have lost yesterday?
No, I don't do that type of radio. I'm not. Nah,
I would have been more happy.
People in the Bay would have been down. There wouldn't have been euphoria, and I like to party.
That I appreciate that. I can't account for the special teams deficiencies of this particular team. Obviously, they are large and they are manifesting themselves and they hurt us. But I will speak to this. The red zone, which has been a very difficult thing for us, obviously post-McCaffrey. And I've been calling for this, for weeks. We got it a little bit last night, just go to Kittle. You know, throw fades to Kittle. You know, like Calvin Johnson used to be the taller, stronger guy in the end zone. Throw the fade to Calvin Johnson where only he can catch it. Throw the fade to Kittle where only he can catch it. And they're not even throwing fades to him. But it's like, why not throw? Why not when you're in the low red zone, 8 yard line? Just like let Kittle leak out and like run. He gets one on one coverage out to the corner. You know, if he doesn't catch it, okay. But he probably will.
He might. Well, I'll tell you this. To that point, George Kittle leads the NFL tight ends in red zone efficiency. He's got 8 receptions, Steiny, 5 touchdowns. Hmm.
It kind of flies in the face of you saying they don't use him.
He's ahead of Tucker Kroft.
Who?
Tucker Kroft.
Well, he's having a good year.
Yeah.
It's Tucker Kraft.
See, that's why I need to. Is it really? KR. Boy, it looks like an O. Looks like an A.
They can sometimes look that way. It's okay.
Yeah. He's on the Packers.
Anyway, Tucker Kroft doesn't lead the league. Kittle's got more touchdown
receipts. Yeah, I need to go get him. I'm going to head on out, y'all.
Where are you heading out to?
Get some eyeglasses.
Let's go. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KNG. Oh, God.
Time for the legal. Like, I love you, but if I had done that, you would never let me live it down.
I know, but you notice I'm laughing about it. I can laugh at myself.
So when I laugh, it's a laugh of love.
Yeah.
Because I know if that were me and...
Right.
If you could read Evan's mind on how he trusts you to close out there's some errors.
Of course.
Right. No, but and I love
my
it.
My errors are always related to this crap.
Yeah.
Like that kind of crap. Legal
you put extra pressure
and what
on
they
yourself.
Call traffic.
Yeah, you put extra
very,
pressure on
very, very
yourself.
Seldom do I make a sports mistake.
He deserved it.
Very seldom.
I love you, man.
Let's try it again, Steiny. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
6'5", but Kittle doesn't have good hands, right, Steiny? They're average.
But that was
They're
a
average.
Bit. You told people.
I stand by everything I said. He's a better blocker.
It's looking worse
he's a
by
better
the game.
He's a better blocking tight end than a passing, pass catching tight end.
But it all goes in the same
pot. Sure, absolutely.
He's
then
going
don't
to
get
the Hall of Fame.
So then don't get so wound up about it.
Yeah.
Wendy. Oh.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
You
we got Wendy in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I got, oh, my.
Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy, because I got a friend who referenced you recently, and I may try to find this email. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, hi, Steiny and Guru. Hey. I kept my word. I did not watch the game. You know what I watched instead?
I don't believe
baseball.
It.
And I don't even like baseball.
Wow.
I watched baseball. So, okay, here's my thoughts on the game. First of all, was it a great win? No. Did they need to win?
You didn't even watch it.
Did they let Seattle kind of get back in the game? Yeah. Second of all, what is going on with the special teams? They've given up 2 touchdowns back-to-back, inexcusable. Both kickers got injured on tackles, making tackles because the special teams suck. When are they going to address this problem? You cannot be giving up a touchdown every game on special teams. This is, like, unheard of. And obviously Kyle is not going to do anything about it because he should have done something about it the first time it happened. I do agree with Guru about Ayuk needs to get more than 4 catches. I get that they spread the ball around everybody. You just paid him $30 million. He needs to be in the game a hell of a lot more. You don't pay somebody $30 million for 4 catches. They could have used the $30 million for other positions. Like, how about the offensive line? Might have been a good idea.
49ers 36.
Wow. Yeah,
Seattle 24.
Almost, yeah.
Come on, Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy, you gonna?
I didn't want to tell her. I don't like her not
watching
Harry. The game. What'd he say?
She called last week and said, I'm not watching anymore because I don't think they're a good team. Harry's been echoing the same sentiments, and he said, why didn't you tell Wendy? Would you tell me that they're going to be good? You just let Wendy say the same things I do, but you don't contradict her.
Watch the game again,
then. And Wendy, he had 4 targets, Ayuk. He had 2
plenty.
Catches. Yeah.
He got open 4 times.
No, I'm not saying anything. It was a great, complete team win.
I thought you said it was grimy.
Yeah, well,
see,
it ain't got to be that for the rest of the show. There are other words in the English language, man. My point being is you should feel euphoria right now, headed in till you got the extra rest and you got Kansas City at home, man. And you hope everybody heals up. How about that? Because guys keep dropping, but the next man up mentality.
Seahawks banged up too last night. Very.
20 rushes for 52 yards. Kenneth Walker, he couldn't do anything.
This is Kyle talking about red zone. Kittle, action, two scores.
The first one was awesome. That was a long third down. We're obviously struggling in the red zone to make a big play like that. I think it was third and goal from, I want to say, the 10, but that was huge. It was a dime right in the corner. It was a hell of a route and catch by George. And then I thought the second one was just as impressive. Caught a lookie to BA, played a coverage where two people were on him, and he went across the board and had a hell of a throw to George.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Everything.
That was a great throw. The second one was a great throw, too. Purdy was good last night, no doubt about it. And he said he tried to keep it simple and kind of looked like that. I thought he played a little differently than the game against
Arizona.
The Cardinals. Yeah, a little bit different.
They had the ball with that 6-point lead, and I was like, okay, they got to do something here, Stoney, to kind of, you know, do something with the momentum. And Seattle got him to punt. And I was like, oh, boy. But I was listening to the guys this morning, Stoney, and we have not mentioned his name, Wisnowski. Three punts inside the 10-yard line. So you got to give him credit, too.
Sure. Sure. This is Brock Purdy being proud of his team. Listen to this. Just listen to this, because I got something to add at the end.
Every opportunity we step out in the field, man, we want to do that. We want to get better and prove to ourselves that, you know, we're going to play at the standard that we need to play at and that we're capable of playing at. And so tonight was another opportunity. It was a Thursday night game and a great team and the Seahawks, great environment. And so for us to come out and just do our job, do it well, and be efficient, I thought for all of us, it was, like I said, the right step in the right direction. And so there's stuff that we can still get better at, but more than anything, I'm proud of just how we all stuck together, man, as a unit. And when guys got banged up or went down, the next guy came in and did their job really well. So that's a good sign for all of us, and we just got to continue to walk this road together.
That's the 49ers quarterback and leader, Brock Purdy. And leader. He has really... You start thinking about him from where he came from to now. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. This is his team. And like that's one thing that's happened to me the last... Like, He's the guy. He's the guy, and everybody knows it. What do you think about that?
Real quick, we have a couple of injury updates from Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, no.
Malik Mustafa, low ankle sprain, day-to-day. Matthew Wright, his shoulder was dislocated, but went back in. They'll see how it goes. Not sure if he's going to play next week. They're awaiting MRI results. Jordan Mason officially has a shoulder AC sprain. He's day-to-day. Ricky Pearsall planning on opening his practice window this week. And Charvarius Ward, he's also day-to-day with his knee. Did not play last night. Was a late scratch. And finally, Christian McCaffrey. They are not opening his practice window this week.
All right, but I got to believe that. I think most of those are good news.
Day to day, I'll take that all day.
There you go.
No pun intended, but man, day to day, sprained AC joint. I was like, oh, me being Dr. Goo.
That means that McCaffrey will not play against the Chiefs.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I think the guy who we were most worried about coming out of that game was Mason, but it looks like he avoided a serious injury. And obviously they need Mason while McCaffrey's out. But as Evan just said, they're not opening McCaffrey's window, so he won't be playing against the Chiefs. But I don't think anybody was expecting him to play against the Chiefs anyway. I think the expectation for McCaffrey would be we'd love to have him after the bye.
Mm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Albert Breer said these next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be important, and we'll see how he responds. More Kyle Shanahan. This is on the rookies. Renardo Green and Malik Mustafa.
That was huge. I mean, I just saw it looked like they sailed it a little bit over DK or maybe underthrew it, and he cut in front of him. It was a hell of a play by him. Hell of a job by Malik, too, getting in the pick. Thought a rookie stepped up big time today. But Renardo was huge coming in for Mooney. You know, Mooney was a game-time decision. Tried to get him going. He tried to go, but the workout didn't go well before the game, and Renardo and the whole defense stepped it up.
Goo, the 49ers had two rookies –
intercept a pass for the first time since 1989.
You know who those guys were?
I do. Do you?
No, I was going to. I want to hear them.
Well, you were running off a lot of the guys on the team from back then.
Well, that was 88 team.
Oh.
Yeah.
You remember Keith DeLong?
Okay.
And I didn't get the other one. Johnny Johnson.
But still, both of those picks were huge, Donnie. And I was like, Seattle, here we go. Sending a message early, going down. Mustafa gets the pick. But the late one is when that money time. And he, Green made a great play. Do you think that was on, I think I asked you in real time, DK or Geno Smith? Was that a bad throw?
I thought it was overthrown.
Mm. No, the last one where Green stepped in front. It's kind of underthrown, right? Remember where Green stepped in front on the last one?
I thought it was a bad throw.
Yeah.
He saw it. He said he saw it the whole way.
Kyle said it was kind of underthrown, if you heard him on that one.
Oh, now Kyle's critiquing the opposing quarterbacks.
No, he's just telling you about the play, how he saw it. But a beautiful thing about the rookies, man.
Shanahan on the team win.
You know that we're sick about those two losses that we had. And talk about some losses are harder than others. And when you feel like you had those won, especially division games, and that's made us sick about it. And, you know, we've gone on a stretch here the last 2 years where we've won a lot of games in a row. And a lot of the fourth quarters and some of those win strings these last 2 years haven't been that tight. And guys have been able to relax a little bit and stuff. And we've been talking about how these two losses are a reminder on how the NFL works. And I think we got a little spoiled in that way of just human nature of sometimes feeling too relaxed. And you can never feel too relaxed. I thought we played real well in the second half, but that doesn't mean it's easy to win. I mean, that's how it works. We played well. They played well. They came back and made some plays, which made it tighter, and I was glad that our guys could fight through that, realize that games are really never over where you can just sit and chill in the fourth quarter. You got to go beginning to the end, and got that experience today.
Kyle Shanahan talking about the win and how they talked about the two tough losses where they blew leads, and he talked about something that I think is I don't want to put this. I don't think we account for it. We think these guys are robots sometimes. But he talked about human nature. And I think he was right on the money. You know, I think this team is starting to figure out how important the games are. They're getting more and more important. And I think the loss, obviously, to the Cardinals was a wake-up call. And now they're 3-3. And they hope to right the ship. But I don't know what you want to call it. You want to call it a hangover? You want to call it a realization that the season's going to be very long and you got a long, long way to go? But I think there is, I absolutely believe human nature is a big part of sports. And I don't think the 49ers have been at the top of their game for whatever reason.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but.
Well, Kyle said it.
I'm just telling you, he's not doing the show. I'm telling you, it's who they don't have at their disposal that I believe makes it look like they're going through a hangover. This team has won a lot of games, lost the Super Bowl, come back, and got to the promised land. And when I look at the 2024 Niners right now through six games, Donnie, 3-3, it's the byproduct of no Greenlaw and no McCaffrey. And they're 500 now, and they control their fate. And I'm going to be honest with you, after this mini bye, quote-unquote, I don't think there's a better opponent for them to play than the Chiefs. Just because, you know what? That's the team that represents why we don't have hardware and how close we've gotten. But, man, if they could just take care of them at home on a Sunday
and
be 4-3, you'd feel like you're 6-3 finally slaying that dragon that is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think you can slay that dragon in the regular season.
Mm.
It would be a nice win, obviously. To me, that game's more about getting to 4-3 and not falling to 3-4.
Mm.
But, you know, at some point they're going to have to beat the Chiefs if they want to win a Super Bowl. You would think, unless something changes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's do one big thing. One big thing on the other side. What is your one big takeaway from that 36-24 win? We do it after the Niners win. We do it after the Niners lose. What is the one big thing you take out of that win last night in Seattle? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Mm.
It was definitely a must-win, but kind of look at must-wins a little different. Must-wins are like, if you lose, you're done. So at the end of the day, we treat it as a must-win for sure to get back on track. And, you know, we got this mini-bye and then get back to work on Monday, Tuesday, whichever day count. I want to have a bonus practice.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that's Debo Samuel talking about last night. 888-957-9570. How do you describe last night's win? I got Evan with ugly. I got Goo with grimy.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm the pessimist, but I'm the guy who said, pretty complete. Pretty complete.
Yay.
We didn't turn the ball over, and I say we when we win.
Look at you.
We forced three turnovers. We ran for over 200. We threw for over 250.
I just showed you that video. Who else is a Debo fan? James Harden was at the game waiting at him as they came off the field. Debo dropped to his knees and signed his jersey and gave it to Harden. And, of course, we tried to look to see, why is he in Seattle? Portland's Clippers are at home, so we don't know.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Yeah. Let me borrow from you about James Harden.
I like
Take a playoff.
Like, what do you mean?
You have no business being at that game. You've got a game tonight in L.A. against the Blazers.
Stop it, Stardy.
Seriously.
It's called an airplane. Two-hour flight, hour and a half.
Mm.
I love when players from other sports show love. That's who I am at heart.
Here's what I want to know. Give me those Prize Picks numbers on his game tonight.
Oh, boy.
Give me some of those props. I want the under on them all. Steiny, do you always see the glass half empty?
You were born that way.
You got the wrong guy today. I'm not the guy nitpicking this crap. They won by 12 points. This is a 3-3 football team. We're in first.
Get to make a Bosa, Steiny. You got to give him some love.
Oh, yeah, you called him out and he responded.
Nobody called.
You and Bonte called him out, and he just had a dose of whoop ass for
Why
you.
Why you bring B in it?
Guys, you guys have been.
Shasky's. We all just want to see more. The plus button.
So do
on
I.
The calculator.
From my co-host. But you know what? I don't go around ripping you to everybody.
My back is hurting from carrying you yesterday.
Renee in San Jose.
Hey.
By the way, congrats to Macklin Celebrini.
They lost.
Who cares? He had a goal and an assist. I could care less about the team.
You are becoming a
I've
fraud.
Got a favorite player.
Go to our girl, Renee.
Hey, Renee. What's going on?
Hey.
It's a guy.
Good morning.
Dude.
Good morning, man.
Renee calls a fair amount.
Hey,
get in the game.
What up, Renee?
Thank you, 650.
That win was great.
Yes.
That was. And I'm going to say this right now is that actually, the team that we have now is as talented as the Montana Air team.
Oh.
But they just can't get it together at every game.
Mm.
If they get both the defense and the offense rolling, nobody can beat them, not even KC. But, you know, that's what they're going to do at KC. And they're going to win because they both, offense and defense will get on the ball and get on them. The only thing that I suggest is that they don't get emotional because KC has won a lot of games because they get penalties on us because we do penalties at the wrong time. And, you know, and I've seen all the games, and that's how KC gets third down, first down, because of a penalty, which they shouldn't have gotten. And that's what we got to do. We just got to go in there with a mindset, hey, this is our Super Bowl revenge.
Yeah. No doubt about
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Renee.
But, Snotty, I would tell him that 88 Niner team with Randy Cross, all the studs on that offensive line, Haley, Joe Montana, Roger Craig.
What about him?
Jesse Sapola. I don't think this team is as talented as that one.
Well,
that's what I was saying. He said ever.
We'll see.
Steve Wallace. What else did that team have? That team is bad, man.
You do that all the time. You compare Purdy to Montana? What's wrong with comparing this team to the 88 team?
Sometimes all you can do is laugh. Purdy was on his game, man. That was he needed that one to bounce back. Three tugs, no picks. No throws. I don't even remember an no throw, Stein.
I had one.
Give it to me. Because that laser.
I want to say it was down near the goal line.
Down in
there. We threw it. There were two guys looked like they might get it, but they didn't.
Would you consider the Deebo Samuel touchdown?
What did the safety do wrong there, Evan? Let me ask you that question on there.
Well, he just kind of lobbed it up. Deebo grabbed it.
Can I be honest with you on that kind of play? That one looked to me like he's throwing it and saying, Deebo, go get
it. Yeah, Dez Bryant. That was his career. Right. 50-50 balls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It was like a
50-50 ball.
Explosive?
You know, Evan, you see, this is what this kid holds on to.
I got a nugget on the explosive, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Niners are tied with the Green Bay Packers with 20 receptions or more of 20-plus yards. So Evan was right. When we say, are they explosive, they are. They're tied with the Packers, 20-plus receptions of 20
yards
or more.
How many more than 30?
I don't know that. I just know they're bogging down in the red zone.
Right, so you've determined, in your mind, a 20-yard play is explosive.
Well,
I consider it a 30-yard play. Right. That's an explosive. Do they lead in 30s? We don't know that.
But you should know that if that's your metric.
They're not. I use the eye test.
Mm-hmm.
And this team's...
You don't use my stuff because I love the eye test. Now you're stealing it. But anyway,
I'm ready to go.
You were last night and Harden wanted your jersey. Huh. I'm Deebo, man.
Not going to fit.
That's a four. What do you do with that? Wow, man.
That's a four.
That is.
I like that. 510, Goo, this one's for you. How about Goo starts talking about our $30 million decoy?
I don't do that type of radio, or that type guy.
That's the only kind you do.
Stiney, stop. In wins, where they were hemorrhaging, they needed this win. But I'm telling you, I'll be in the caddy talking to myself.
You worried?
Damn, Brandon.
Oh, why didn't he catch seven balls?
No, 2 for 37 on four targets.
Let me do this for the 8 millionth time this season. I'm going to do something
again. Are you not getting open? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Have you learned anything about the Niners' offense? They spread the ball around.
All right, then there's nothing
to
see here.
Stop thinking one guy's going to get 14 targets.
I just saw a guy in one half get 115 yards last week. How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
How about these numbers?
Yeah.
Where the heck are they? There they go.
Give it to me.
I will.
DK had 11 targets.
Receiving. Deebo, 5 targets. Kittle, 6. Ayuk, 4. Jennings, 5. Juszczyk, 4. You see a pattern? They don't like to go Samuel, 12. Kittle, 3. Ayuk, 4. They like to spread. Spread it out! Spread it out!
I understand that. And you're the same guy. If this were Tuesday of next week, you'd be like, why did they pay him $30 million for that?
Well, that's a mistake. I owned up to that.
I'll give you that.
I believe that was a mistake.
You have echoed that. I will give you that.
Yeah.
You've been consistent there. I'm not there because they're telling you, because the money is the most important investment, that whatever he's bringing to the table outside of numbers is that valuable, Stoney, that they need him. That's what that tells me.
What if I told you that I just looked at the clock and I thought it was a little later than it actually was? And you know what? Who I blame it on a little bit? A little bit.
Evan?
No, the audience.
What happened?
I thought they'd carry us through a little more today. No, there's a lot of them out
you
there.
You calling them frontrunners?
I would never do that.
Well, J-Dog in Boston's a frontrunner. You going to call? That's where he's labeled that.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll tell him when he calls.
That is true. Charles in Sausalito. Hey, Charles. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're great. We're having a good day. Thank you.
Would you guys be doing any better right now if the Niners would have lost yesterday?
No, I don't do that type of radio. I'm not. Nah,
I would have been more happy. But
people in the Bay would have been down. No, there wouldn't have been euphoria, and I like to party.
That I appreciate that. I can't account for the special teams deficiencies of this particular team. Obviously, they are large and they are manifesting themselves and they hurt us. But I will speak to this. The red zone, which has been a very difficult thing for us, obviously post-McCaffrey. And I've been calling for this, you know, for weeks. We got it a little bit last night.
just go to Kittle. You know, yeah. Throw fades to Kittle. You know, like Calvin Johnson used to be the taller, stronger guy in the end zone. Throw the fade to Calvin Johnson where only he can catch it. Throw the fade to Kittle where only he can catch it. And they're not even throwing fades to him. But it's like, why not throw? Why not when you're in the low red zone, 8 yard line? Just like let Kittle leak out and like run. He gets one on one coverage out to the corner. You know, if he doesn't catch it, okay. But he probably will.
He might. Well, I'll tell you this. To that point, George Kittle leads the NFL tight ends in red zone efficiency. He's got 8 receptions, Steiny, 5 touchdowns. Hmm.
Kind of flies in the face of you saying they don't use him.
He's
down
ahead
there.
Of Tucker Kroft.
Who?
Tucker Kroft.
Well, he's having a good year.
Yeah.
It's Tucker Kraft.
See, that's why I need to. Is it really? KR. Boy, it looks like a O. Looks like a A.
They can sometimes look that way. It's okay.
Yeah. He's on the Packers.
Anyway, Tucker Kroft doesn't lead the league. Kittle's got more touchdown
receipts. Now I need to go get him. I'm going to head on out, y'all.
Where are you heading out to?
Get some eye glasses.
Let's go. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KNG. Oh, God.
Time for the legal. Like, I love you, but if I had done that, you would never let me live it down.
I know, but you notice I'm laughing about it. I can laugh at myself.
So when I laugh, it's a laugh of love.
Yeah.
Because I know if that were me and...
Right.
If you could read Evan's mind on how he trusts you to close out the... There's some errors.
Of course.
Right. No, but and I love
my
it.
My errors are always related to this crap.
Yes.
Like that kind of crap. Legal
you put extra pressure
and what
on
they
yourself.
Call traffic.
Yeah, you put extra
very,
pressure on
very
yourself.
Seldom do I make a sports mistake.
He deserved it.
Very seldom.
I love you, man.
Let's try it again, Steiny. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 6'5", but Kittle doesn't have good hands, right, Steiny? They're average.
But you, that was a bit. You told people.
I stand by everything I said. He's a better blocker.
It's looking worse by the game.
He's a better blocking tight end than a pass-catching tight end.
But it all goes in the same pot.
Sure, absolutely.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
So then don't get so wound up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wendy. Oh.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. We got Wendy in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I got, oh, my.
Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy, because I got a friend who referenced you recently, and I may try to find this email. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, hi, Steiny and Guru. Hey. I kept my word. I did not watch the game. You know what I watched instead?
I don't believe
baseball.
It.
And I don't even like baseball.
Wow.
I watched baseball. So, okay, here's my thoughts on the game. First of all, was it a great win? No. Did they need to win?
You didn't even watch it.
Did they let Seattle kind of get back in the game? Yeah. Second of all, what is going on with the special teams? They've given up 2 touchdowns back-to-back, inexcusable. Both kickers got injured on tackles, making tackles because the special teams suck. When are they going to address this problem? You cannot be giving up a touchdown every game on special teams. This is, like, unheard of. And obviously Kyle is not going to do anything about it because he should have done something about it the first time it happened. I do agree with Guru about Ayuk needs to get more than 4 catches. I get that they spread the ball around everybody. You just paid him $30 million. He needs to be in the game a hell of a lot more. You don't pay somebody $30 million for 4 catches. They could have used the $30 million for other positions, like how about the offensive line might have been a good idea.
49ers 36,
wow. Yeah,
Seattle 24.
Almost, yeah.
Come on, Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy, you gonna...
I didn't want to tell her. I don't like her not
my guy
watching
Harry,
the game. What did he say?
She called last week and said, I'm not watching anymore because I don't think they're a good team. Harry's been echoing the same sentiments, and he said, why didn't you tell Wendy? Would you tell me that they're going to be good? You just let Wendy say the same things I do, but you don't contradict her.
Watch the game again,
then. Wendy, he had 4 targets, Ayuk. He had 2
plenty.
Catches. Yeah.
He got open 4 times.
No, I'm not saying anything. It was a great, complete team win.
I thought you said it was grimy.
Yeah, well,
see,
it ain't got to be that for the rest of the show. There are other words in the English language, man. My point being is you should feel euphoria right now, headed in to you got the extra rest and you got Kansas City at home, man. And you hope everybody heals up. How about that? Because guys keep dropping, but the next man up mentality.
Seahawks banged up too last night. Very.
20 rushes for 52 yards. Kenneth Walker, he couldn't do anything.
This is Kyle talking about red zone, Kittle, action, two scores.
The first one was awesome. That was a long third down. We're obviously struggling in the red zone to make a big play like that. I think it was third and goal from, I want to say, the 10, but that was huge. It was a dime right in the corner. It was a hell of a route and catch by George. And then I thought the second one was just as impressive. Caught a lookie to BA, played a coverage where two people were on him, and he went across the board and had a hell of a throw to George.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Everything.
That was a great throw. The second one was a great throw, too. Purdy was good last night, about it. And he said he tried to keep it simple and kind of looked like that. I thought he played played a little differently than the game against
Arizona.
The Cardinals. Yeah, a little bit different.
They had the ball with that six-point lead, and I was like, okay, they got to do something here, Stoney, to kind of, you know, do something with the momentum. And Seattle got him to punt. And I was like, oh, boy. But I was listening to the guys this morning, Stoney, and we have not mentioned his name, Wisnowski. Three punts inside the 10-yard line. So you got to give him credit, too.
Sure. Sure. This is Brock Purdy being proud of his team. Listen to this. Just listen to this, because I got something to add at the end.
Every opportunity we step out on the field, man, we want to do that. We want to get better and prove to ourselves that, you know, we're going to play at the standard that we need to play at and that we're capable of playing at. And so tonight was another opportunity. It was a Thursday night game and a great team and the Seahawks, great environment. And so for us to come out and just do our job, do it well, and be efficient, I thought for all of us, it was, like I said, the right step in the right direction. And so there's stuff that we can still get better at, but more than anything, I'm proud of just how we all stuck together, man, as a unit. And when guys got banged up or went down, the next guy came in and did their job really well. So that's a good sign for all of us, and we just got to continue to walk this road together.
That's the 49ers quarterback and leader, Brock Purdy. And leader. He has really... You start thinking about him from where he came from to now. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. This is his team. And that's one thing that's happened to me the last... He's the guy. He's the guy, and everybody knows it. What do you think about that?
We have a couple of injury updates from Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, no.
Malik Mustafa, low ankle sprain, day-to-day. Matthew Wright, his shoulder was dislocated but went back in. They'll see how it goes. Not sure if he's going to play next week. They're awaiting MRI results. Jordan Mason officially has a shoulder AC sprain. He's day-to-day. Ricky Pearsall planning on opening his practice window this week. And Charvarius Ward, he's also day-to-day with his knee. Did not play last night. Was a late scratch. And finally, Christian McCaffrey. They are not opening his practice window this week.
All right, but I got to believe that. I think most of those are good news.
Day to day, I'll take that all day.
There you go.
No pun intended, but man, day to day, sprained AC joint. I was like, oh, me being Dr. Goo.
That means that McCaffrey will not play against the Chiefs.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I think the guy who we were most worried about coming out of that game was Mason, but it looks like he avoided a serious injury. And obviously they need Mason while McCaffrey's out. But as Evan just said, they're not opening McCaffrey's window, so he won't be playing against the Chiefs. But I don't think anybody was expecting him to play against the Chiefs anyway. I think the expectation for McCaffrey would be we'd love to have him after the bye.
Mm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Albert Breer said... these next two or three weeks are going to be important, and we'll see how he responds. More Kyle Shanahan. This is on the rookies. Renardo Green and Malik Mustafa.
That was huge. I mean, I just saw it looked like they sailed it a little bit over DK or maybe underthrew it, and he cut in front of him. It was a hell of a play by him. Hell of a job by Malik, too, getting in the pick. Thought a rookie stepped up big time today. But Renardo was huge coming in for Mooney. You know, Mooney was a game-time decision. Tried to get him going. He tried to go, but the workout didn't go well before the game, and Renardo and the whole defense stepped it up.
The 49ers had two rookies
intercept a pass for the first time since 1989.
You know who those guys were?
I do. Do you?
No, I was going to. I want to hear them.
Well, you were running off the, a lot of the guys on the team from back then.
Well, that was 88 team.
Oh.
Yeah.
You remember Keith DeLong?
Okay.
And I didn't get the other one. Johnny Johnson.
But still, both of those picks were huge, Donnie. And I was like, Seattle, here we go. Sending a message early, going down. Mustafa gets the pick. But the late one is when that money time. And he, Green made a great play. Well, do you think that was on, I think I asked you in real time, DK or Geno Smith? Was that a bad throw?
I thought it was overthrow.
Mm. No, the last one where Green stepped in front. It's kind of underthrown, right? Remember where Green stepped in front on the last one?
I thought it was a bad throw.
Yeah.
He saw it. He said he saw it the whole way.
Kyle said it was kind of underthrown, if you heard him on that one.
Oh, now Kyle's critiquing the opposing quarterbacks.
No, he's just telling you about the play, how he saw it. But a beautiful thing about the rookies, man.
Shanahan on the team win.
You know that we're sick about those two losses that we had, and talk about some hard, losses are harder than others, and when you feel like you had those won, especially division games, and that's made us sick about it. And, you know, we've gone on a stretch here the last 2 years where we've won a lot of games in a row, and a lot of the fourth quarters and some of those win strings these last 2 years haven't been that tight. And guys have been able to relax a little bit and stuff, and we've been talking about how these two losses are a reminder on how the NFL works. And I think we got a little spoiled in that way of just human nature of sometimes feeling too relaxed, and you can never feel too relaxed. I thought we played real well in the second half, but that doesn't mean it's easy to win. I mean, that's how it works. We played well. They played well. They came back and made some plays, which made it tighter, and I was glad that our guys could fight through that, realize that games are really never over where you can just sit and chill in the fourth quarter. You got to go beginning to the end, and got that experience today.
Kyle Shanahan talking about the win and how they talked about the two tough losses where they blew leads, and he talked about something that I think is... I don't want to put this. I don't think we account for it. We think these guys are robots sometimes. But he talked about human nature. And I think he was right on the money. You know, I think this team is starting to figure out how important the games are. They're getting more and more important. And I think the loss, obviously, to the Cardinals was a wake-up call. And now they're 3-3. And they hope to right the ship. But I don't know what you want to call it. You want to call it a hangover? You want to call it a realization that the season's going to be very long and you got a long, long way to go? But I think there is, I absolutely believe human nature is a big part of sports. And I don't think the 49ers have been at the top of their game for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but.
Well, Kyle said it.
I'm just telling you, he's not doing the show. I'm telling you, it's who they don't have at their disposal that I believe makes it look like they're going through a hangover. This team has won a lot of games, lost the Super Bowl, come back, and got to the promised land. And when I look at the 2024 Niners right now through six games, Donnie, 3-3, it's the byproduct of no Greenlaw and no McCaffrey. And they're 500 now, and they control their fate. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, after this mini-bye, quote-unquote, I don't think there's a better opponent for them to play than the Chiefs. Just because, you know what? That's the team that represents why we don't have hardware and how close we've gotten. But, man, if they could just take care of them at home on a Sunday and be 4-3, you'd feel like you're 6-3 finally slaying that dragon that is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think you can slay that dragon in the regular season.
Mm.
It would be a nice win, obviously. To me, that game's more about getting to 4-3 and not falling to 3-4.
Mm.
But, you know, at some point they're going to have to beat the Chiefs if they want to win a Super Bowl. You would think, unless something changes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's do one big thing. One big thing on the other side. What is your one big takeaway from that 36-24 win? We do it after the Niners win. We do it after the Niners lose. What is the one big thing you take out of that win last night in Seattle? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Hey, it's Willard and Dan.